The man with the flaming bamboo tattoo is going absolutely smashing. I've done about 60 dates. I'm in a couple of weeks off now. I'm down on a beach in Wales. Can you believe that? The weather is it's probably not as nice as it is there, but it's not bad at all. We've had a good now. It hasn't rained now for nearly 2 days.
It's a bit of a tough life then for a comedian, isn't it?
It is, except I can't complain at the moment because I'm on holiday. But after this, I go back to the Edinburgh Festival where I carry on with the show, and then I've got another 60 dates in the autumn, finishing up in Cardiff, yeah. There's no Afghan dates on it, I have to say.
But you've been out to Iraq and Afghanistan before with CSE. Rod, what are some of your memories of that?
I think mainly being terrified the whole time I was there and being wound up by squaddies the whole time. I tell you, one of the things that they and I've talked about this. I think I talked about this at the Help for Heroes gig, Twickenham Stadium, a few years ago. Where they I remember them, somebody sending me off for a walk. I was asking them about where I should go for a walk, and they sent me off down to what they called the lake, which turned out to be about 400 billion cubic litres of human feces. That was nice. I remember being wound up a lot. There was a lot of wind ups. I remember they gave me. Do you know what they were banging on about camel spiders the whole time? Or was that Iraq? That was Iraq actually. They said they had one for me in a little box, this camel spider, and they presented me with this camel spider thing. I opened this box and a little bit of tissue inside, and then it was one of those, you know, those kids' toys that suddenly pop up when you open, like a jack-in-the-box. It was one of those, and I literally jumped out of my skin and screamed, and they all found it very funny. They're good wind-up merchants, I find, the lads out there.
Definitely. Total squad of humour. We love it. Yeah. Now,
what is this obsession with squash? Everywhere you go, as soon as you get on that place at Breeze Norton, as soon as you get in there, it's like they just pump you full of squash, don't they? As soon as you get on the plane, it's like, who wants squash? Who wants squash? Never mind. The safety thing is awful. There's no safety briefing, is there? There's stuff all over the floor. Everyone's just lying everywhere. But as long as everyone's got squash every 30 seconds, nobody cared about anything. It's like, hang on a minute, that door's hanging off. Never mind that. Half a cup of squash. It's constant. Squash. What is it?
It's bad squash as well, isn't it?
It's not even good squash. It's not even Robinson's.
Now, I know you've got a great name for the tour out of it, but do you regret having that flaming Battenberg tattoo?
No, I don't. Because it's, A, I've got a tour out of it, and B, I couldn't really care less. I'm a 43, 44-year-old man. Well, why is it 43, 44? I'm 43, but sometimes I say I'm 44 for some reason. No, I couldn't care less. I'm too old to care. And anyway, I've got a show out of it, and the show is all about how this tattoo has changed my life for the better. So, no, I don't regret it. It's been great. It does look dreadful, there's no doubt about it.